What a guy. Dan Schaefer. My thanks to him. You know, we were talking off air just now. Anytime that the two of us get together, boy, we could do like 2, 3, 4 hours easy. And it just goes by so quickly. But there's so much there. And I agree with a lot of what he said about primaries, because I do think that they kind of sharpen the candidate and really get them to become a better version of themselves and get more prepared. That's important. And, you know, I want to switch gears a little bit, because I do think we have such an incredible opportunity in 2026 in so many different areas. And one of those areas is the congressional delegation here from Wisconsin. Now, there are two seats that are considered in play. And we referenced it earlier in the show where, you know, there's the first district. There's no candidate there, which is probably why they were reaching out to me for whatever freaking reason. But there's also down the western part of the state with Derek Van Orden. And they have a great candidate, Rebecca Cook, which, by the way, Rebecca, I've reached out to her campaign like a bunch of times. And so we're on in her district. So like, come on, let's do this. Get your butt over here and let's talk about why Derek Van Orden's a piece of crap. Because he is. But then here in the 8th Congressional District, we have a guy named Tony Weed, who is just laughably unqualified to do that job. And not that like his qualifications to run for the job were bad, because they're not. He was a business owner and he was successful and all that. But now doing the job, he's awful. And we have candidates right now. Boy, I'm gonna tick some people off here. we have candidates. We're not gonna win that seat with the candidates that we have. It's flat out, we're not gonna win. One of the candidates I'm not gonna talk about, because she's just, you know, had to get taken off the stage by your bootstraps at an event recently. She's not a serious candidate. But then we also have a guy who came on this show and announced that what he's going to do is run as a Democrat. And then if he wins, he's going to renounce his party membership and he's going to be an independent. And then when it comes to run again, he's going to say, hey, cool, I'm back. Here we go. It's Mark Scheffler. And he's going to run again. So like, it's just dumb. It's a gimmick. This is not the time for gimmicks. And I'm going to treat that candidacy with the seriousness that it deserves. And I'm not going to be serious about it at all, because that's not okay. That's not what this district needs. We also have a guy, his name is Rick Crossan. He was here as well. I think he's a good person. He's a good person. He's not going to win the race. I am not all knowing, but you know, I've done this a little bit. I tried to help Rick, you know, give him advice and, you know, try to say, hey, you know, this is what maybe you should do. But he doesn't take my advice. He won't take advice from anyone who's tried to help him. He was running in his race for school board here locally. People tried to help him and he didn't. He knew how to do it. But instead he's taking advice from like a spectacularly unqualified armchair wannabe political consultant who tries to persuade people by like bullying and intimidating and all that. It's not okay. Rick, he tries to give like long answers. If you listen to the show, you'll hear how what that is. It's flowing in a way, I don't know, trying to make people, you know, I don't know. It's not okay. And that's not what the moment calls for. And this is why I think we need someone else in this district. This is like trying to thread the tiniest needle. And someone who answers questions like that, or someone who, you know, carries that type of an answers in a debate or a town hall meeting. No. What this moment calls for is like surgical precision. Deep cuts that drive straight to the point. You know, and now, Tony, I'm not, I can just hear it now. He's calling for violence again. No, I'm not, Tony Weed. Shut up. Take words that you can use and figuratively punch him right in the face, right between the eyes with him. Someone has to be surgically precise to say, Tony Weed, you are a liar. You are a coward. You are afraid to face the voters of your district. You care more about self-preservation than you actually do about helping the people of Northeast Wisconsin. Because you made the political calculation that it's better for you to stay in the good graces of Daddy Trump than it is to actually work for the people you represent. You are hurting the people of Northeast Wisconsin and you don't give a damn about it. We need someone who can articulate that boldly. Someone who can say, you know what, this isn't about me. This is about right versus wrong. And someone can say, you know, if I only serve one term in Congress, but in serving that term, it's the fact that I can stop the people from hurting you and getting them out of office, it's worth it. Because right now, Tony Weed is hurting you. And I want to stop him from doing that. That is what we need. You know, it's so funny. You'll have people that will say, oh, well, you need to talk about this issue and that issue. No, BS. You can talk about that down the road. But right now, what we have is we have someone in that office that is hurting people. And that message can be felt and understood and absorbed by farmers in the rural parts of the district and people in the city and single mothers and all of these things. That message connects with everybody. Yes, we'd love to talk about these big issues and you know, taxing this and doing all that stuff, but that's not what this is. What this is, that person's hurting you, that person needs to go. Period. That's what this district needs. So someone step up here in the 8th Congressional District. Step up in that first district. Defeat Brian Stile. That is what we need. And it is exciting to be here, to have those conversations with all of you. On the Rational Revolution, you can be assured we will be having those conversations over the next many months. But we're out of here for this week. We will see you next week. Be safe. Have a wonderful week. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya. And I won't.